This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 22nd of June. The general synopsis at 1800. High 40s, 1031. Expected fissure, 1029 by 1800. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, west backing south 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, rain later, moderate or good. North Utsira, northwesterly backing southerly 3 or 4, rain later, moderate or good. South Utsira, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, variable 3, becoming south or southeast 4 or 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, east or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Northeast, Fisher, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, mainly good. Southwest, Fisher, northwest German Bight, northeasterly becoming variable 3 or 4, rain later, moderate or good. Southeast German Bight, northeasterly 4 or 5, rain later, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, east 4 or 5, showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northeast becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 3 or 4 becoming northeasterly 5 later, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, variable 3 or 4 becoming north 4 or 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 4 or 5, backing north 3 or 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southeast Shannon, variable 3 or 4, showers, occasionally thundery in Irish Sea, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Irish Sea. Northwest Shannon, Rockhall, variable 3 or 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, variable 3 or 4, becoming south 4 or 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Bailey, southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 5 or 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fair Isle, southwesterly becoming variable 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, rain later, moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southeasterly in south, showers, moderate or good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 15 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 1, 32 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 1, 16 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Boomer, calm, fog, 100 meters, 1030, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by north 3, 1029, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by East 5, 1 mile, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East by North 4, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, East Northeast 4, 15 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 4, 1024. Scilly Automatic, Northeast by North 4, 12 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, North Northeast 1, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberporth, East Northeast 2, 27 miles, 1026, now falling. Valley, Northeast by East 3, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, East 2, 22 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Valencia, Northeast by North 1, 27 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, North 2, 24 miles, 1027, steady. Malin Head, East by South 3, 27 miles, 1029, steady. Macrihanish Automatic, Northwest by West 1, 12 miles, 1028, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure in the North Sea will slowly move east or southeast through the next couple of days. Thundery showers are expected to affect the southern UK on Monday, with outbreaks of rain in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East 3 or 4, veering south or southeast 4 or 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or southeast 4 or 5, showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northwesterly 4 or 5, showers, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, north or northeast 3 or 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 3 or 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in east at first, rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 3 or 4, rain at times, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or 4, rain at times, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast, veering southeast, 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, becoming south, 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, west or southwest, becoming variable, 3 or 4. Rain later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And ushers Radio 4 towards, well, an ice bath for tonight, or at least somewhere with multiple table fans. We'll be joining our colleagues on the World Service shortly. Chris Aldrich will be in this chair first thing bright and early at 5 o'clock. Until then, my name is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Hope you can stay cool. Have a peaceful night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Ankur Desai. The right-wing candidate Abelardo de la Espria appears close to victory in Colombia's presidential election. Elsewhere, Iran and the United States hold a first round of talks in Switzerland on a long-term peace deal, although tensions emerge after threats from President Trump. There's reaction from Bolivia, where police and soldiers use bulldozers to clear roads blocked by anti-government protesters for more than 6 weeks.
For me, it's a good measure, because many of us in the city of La Paz have suffered from hunger, from a lack of food, and from the high prices of necessities.
The clock is ticking on the future of the British Prime Minister. Reports suggest he will set out a plan to step down on Monday. And more World Cup history. Cape Verde scored their first ever World Cup finals goal, but did they hold on against Uruguay? We'll tell you all about that result and plenty more after this World News update.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Polls have closed in Colombia's presidential runoff election, where the right-wing political newcomer Abelardo de la Espria, backed by President Trump, is close to victory in the preliminary results. He's pitted against Senator Ivan Cepeda, who promises to continue the less confrontational policies of the outgoing president Gustavo Petro. Our correspondent Ione Wells is in the coastal city of Barranquilla.
I think it is fair to say that the right-wing candidate Espreya certainly has huge momentum, certainly around here in the coastal regions of Colombia, where some of the poorest regions of the country are. There are still, though, Cepeda supporters I've seen out and about, even in this area that seems to be quite an Espreya stronghold. They feel that Espreya would be, in their words, dangerous for the country.
The prospect of a long-term peace deal between the US and Iran is once again in doubt after reports in Iranian state media